What can you tell me about this program?
Yes, it was developed by a former Chief Justice. My immediate predecessor as Chief Justice, Bud Carpinetti, who is from Juneau. The idea was to hold an actual oral argument on a high school stage, but not one where the students would just be learning about the argument for the first time when they heard the argument. Instead, Marilyn May, the appellate court clerk, and attorneys in the community have been working with the students to educate them about the particular case they'll be hearing tomorrow. And so the entire Supreme Court will be down here. We will set up a courtroom on the high school stage. The attorneys in the case will be arguing the case before us, just as they would in our courtroom. And then the students will be able to ask the attorneys questions about the case after we leave the bench. And then we will come back and they will be able to ask us about legal careers or what our path to becoming a judge was, or anything else they want about the court system or the legal or justice system.
You're not going to be making a decision tomorrow, though.
What we always do is we hear the argument, and then at a later point, usually within a few days, we'll be conferring on the case, having heard the oral arguments, and with all of our questions at oral argument having been answered. As a court, we will sit down, just the five of us, decide tentatively how we are going to decide, and then the decision is put into writing, and each of us has a chance to edit and make editing suggestions on that written work product, which will be authored by one justice randomly assigned. And then everybody gets to take a look at that draft opinion, make their suggestions. There are many levels of proofreading and checking facts before it's finally published, and then it's in the Civic Reporter so that it stands as precedent on that issue for a future case.
I take it you probably aren't allowed to listen in as the students ask questions.
Exactly right. We don't listen in when the attorneys are answering the students' questions about their strategies or about what they were arguing. And then we do come back out onto the stage and answer students' questions, but never about the case. Instead, questions about how to become a lawyer or a judge or what caused us to be interested in legal careers. Really try to engage the students in the idea that they could be lawyers, that they're the future leaders of the state, and that they should think about the legal field in implementing that leadership.
And has the Supreme Court Live event been in Ketchikan previously?
No. When the program was developed by Chief Justice Carpinetti, the idea was to do it in the three locations where we have ordinarily hold Supreme Court arguments, and we would just go over to the high school on one of the days we were holding an oral argument anyway.
It's Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau.
Right. And then when I became chief for this term in 2012, I wanted to take it on the road. So our first year, we did it at Mount Edgecombe in Sitka. The second year that I was chief, we did it in Barrow. And so this time we're here in Ketchikan to do it. And I must say, your assistant district attorney here, Ben Hoffmeister, is the one who really encouraged us to think about Ketchikan for our next session.
It's a big deal for Ketchikan, the entire state Supreme Court here all at once.
Well, it's exciting for us too. And the fact that we haven't been here since 2001 means it was time for us to come back. We'll also be holding another oral argument in our courtroom in Ketchikan tomorrow as well.
Can you address earlier cases that have been heard and decided through this program?
Well, maybe the Barrow one was kind of interesting. That was a case that was had to do with global climate change, and it had been a case had been brought on behalf of a number of children of the state of Alaska relating to the governmental policies relating to climate change, and in fact, one of the plaintiffs was from Barrow, and at the time the argument was held, he was in college, I believe, but he came back for the argument, and so that gave it a special community feel. So that was a good one.
So is there anything else that you think people need to know if they want to attend this particular event?
What we're trying to introduce the students to, and any member of the public really, is how exciting a legal career can be, and how engaged they can become once they really go in depth into a case, and to watch the lawyers to see that there are different argument styles that can be persuasive, to see how engaged the court is. There will be a lot of questions from members of the court for the lawyers. And so I'm always excited to be in oral argument in the courtroom. I was as an attorney when I presented arguments to the Supreme Court, and I am now that I'm on the court. So I encourage any member of the public and certainly the students to look forward to something that will be fun.
Okay, and it seems like outreach is pretty important to you.
Over the 26 years I've been on the bench, it's been one of the paramount concerns that I've had, that people don't know enough about the justice system. And often when people are coming to court, it's for something that's scary. It's really like the way I feel when I go to the hospital. It's usually for something that's might be frightening or not pleasant or sad, if you're there for a friend who's sick. And when I go into a hospital, when people are friendly and welcoming and trying to be helpful and reach out to educate me about what's going on, that's wonderful. And so one of the purposes of outreach is for people to know more about the court systems under circumstances where they're not there in court for some reason of concern, but instead to educate them more about the court system. And I will also say that knowing about the justice system and the three branches of government isn't something that we learn about every day, and yet it's so vitally important to our lives to have a fair and impartial judiciary. So the more the public can see us in action, the better.
Okay. And do you get good feedback from the public after events like this?
Actually, the teachers, the parents, the students have been extremely enthusiastic, and particularly over the last 3 years that I've been privileged to be Chief Justice, taking it outside of our main court locations and where our Supreme Court often sits, where anybody could come in to hear a public argument in our courtroom, but taking it on the road, so to speak, where we can make it available to communities that often don't see the Supreme Court, I think is particularly thrilling.